Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Approximately 1 in 68 children are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, somewhere on that spectrum, with the rise in this diagnosis. As controversial as the rise in this diagnosis is in recent years, the pressure's on to intervene with early therapy. We know that early intervention does offer children the best hope for outcomes and mainstreaming in their education and improve their function and quality of life. But how early are those signs evident? My guest today is Dr. Bobbi Panitta. She's an assistant professor and faculty in occupational therapy at Washington University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Panitta. So tell us a little bit about autism and how early do you think, tell us about the research, the study first, and how you are determining how early we can detect autism.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for having me. And so for our study, we know that preterm infants have a heightened risk of autism and a heightened risk of sensory processing problems later on. So we set out to try and better understand if there were early signs of autism by the time that they leave the hospital, so prior to their neonatal intensive care unit discharge. We did neurobehavioral testing where we were looking at factors related to social interactions, so how well they visually focused and responded to auditory cues, how well they engaged with the examiner. And then we followed these infants until age two and assessed them with a screening tool for autism, the modified checklist for autism in toddlers. And we looked to see if there were early signs that could predict having a positive autism screening at age two, and found that infants that had positive autism screenings actually had less gaze aversion at term equivalent age. So meaning that the same patterns of social interaction were not present at the time that they were discharged from the hospital.
How interesting. So what do you want listeners to know, to take from this, what you did in this early detection and the ability to get early intervention?
Right. Well, I think that I think it's very difficult to diagnose autism the earlier that you get in the lifespan. So definitely more and more research is showing that there's typical signs of autism with stereotyped patterns of behavior, with difficulties of social interaction, and with communication problems as you get to be 18 months, 2 years, 3 years of age. But identifying autism earlier in the lifespan is much more of a challenge. And what I see in the research that we conducted is that we really just need to do more research to better understand how autism evolves across the lifespan. Typically, babies will have alterations in the developmental trajectory, and research has shown that they have differences in motor responses and tone. But those typical patterns of social interaction very early on may not be there. And so I think that our take-home message from our research is really just that we need to have more research that identifies how things evolve across the lifespan so that we can intervene as early as possible to help promote adaptive skills in children who will have autism.
So speak about some of those adaptive skills. You're an occupational therapist by trade. And so what is it you do with children on the disorder, you know, somewhere on the spectrum to help them with those adaptive skills, things to get them into that mainstream?
Yes, well, occupational therapists can do a great deal for children with autism. So just as a whole, for the profession of occupational therapy, we work with people that have physical or mental challenges, and we help them develop, recover, or maintain activities of daily living so that they can participate in daily life and they can lead productive lives. And one of the other hallmarks of what occupational therapists do is really work on fostering an ideal environment, eliminating environmental barriers so that people can lead the best lives that they possibly can. So children specifically with autism have difficulties with social interaction, have repetitive patterns of behavior, and lack social communication skills. And so an occupational therapist can help, help build a repertoire of skills so that they can lead productive lives. And then in addition, children with autism have a tendency to withdraw away from different parts of the environment that maybe are too overwhelming for them. So then their repertoire of experiences becomes more and more limited over time. So an occupational therapist can work with that child to help build that repertoire of different environmental and sensory exposures that's going to help them live the best life possible.
Well, it's really a good burgeoning field right now, especially in this direction, because, you know, occupational therapists have been around for a long time, but they were thought of as being occupationally involved with people who got injured at work and getting you back to work and all this. And now the field is just, Dr. Pineda, is so broad. Now you can really take it out to so many different areas. So I just would like you to sort of wrap it up for us, kind of give us your best advice about the autism spectrum disorders and this research and what you want listeners to know about the outcome of this research and what you really want them to know about autism and being on this spectrum and the hope for the outcomes.
Right. Well, and first going back to just occupational therapy, so really occupational therapy just works on any occupation that's important to a person. So an occupation may be related to their work, but it's also how you go about your daily life. So you're right, it is a very broad field. And so there's a lot of things an occupational therapist can do in terms of helping people. And I think that more and more research is pointing or is trying to better understand autism. And I think that the best chance for an optimal outcome is to intervene as early as possible. There is a field of neonatal therapists that is continuing to increase where we start therapy as early as prior to term equivalent age, so prior to they were even supposed to be born in the neonatal intensive care unit. We are able to give targeted interventions that early. And I think that it's just important that we target alterations off of the developmental trajectory as early as we possibly can and then get therapists in so that we can optimize the outcome of each child that suffers from autism as well as other developmental challenges.
Now, we still have just about 1 minute left. And at the very beginning of my introduction, I mentioned, Dr. Pineda, about the pressure to intervene with therapy earlier and the rise in diagnosis. Do you feel, in just about a minute here, that there's a controversy? I mean, you're dealing with sort of a controversial topic these days. For some reason, autism is now kind of top of mind as far as controversy. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and, you know, aside from the controversy, I guess from an occupational therapist standpoint, you know, we're not so much focused on the actual diagnosis, but more so what is going on with each individual child. And then we intervene basically at that level to try and foster the best outcome possible. So I do think that, you know, getting involved extremely early and doing as much as we can to help foster improved outcomes is essential.
I think so, too. It absolutely is. And thank you so much for being with us. And if you missed any of the great information that we're giving here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at RadioMD.com. And you know we do shows for the American Academy of Pediatrics here every single week. So we're talking about all of these wonderful topics, and we learn so much. I learn a lot on these shows, and I hope that you do too. So remember to share these shows with your friends, put them on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.